You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I guess I wasn't looking at the time very well. Time flies by when you're having a good time, right? But we do have our second guest today, and that is Dr. Betty Martini, and she is an expert on aspartame toxicity. She's been alerting people for over a quarter of a century, which is quite a long time to be focused and to have a mission that lasts that long, but that is really what it takes. It takes dedication, and Dr. Betty Martini certainly does have dedication. Our main website is Mission Possible World Health International, and we'll cut the gentleman loose that I had on as a caller. Anyway, thank you, Ray, for calling in. But we're going to go on to our second guest here. Dr. Betty, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's been a while. Good to hear from you again.
It has been a while. And thank you for joining me. Okay, we were talking about Sandy Hook, but now we're going to flip over. We're going to talk about aspartame, which is in everything. My gosh, if one were to visit your website, which I am doing as we speak, and that website is Mission. Let's see, let's say it right here. It is Mission Possible World Health International. And that is, and it's mpwhi.com. And if you click the globe, the swirling globe at the top, then you can come in, you can see the articles, that have been written. You can get a list of the cancer information, a list of vaccine information, a list of the prescription drugs that have aspartame in them, GMO information. It just goes on and on. And you also have a list on the left-hand side of the page that lists all the places. Aspartame is not just an American product. It is worldwide. It is pretty scary.
Mass poisoning.
Yes.
And I tell you, Deanna, it goes into so many things. You've heard of the Twinkie defense, and I was just looking at the news to see what was news today on aspartame, and there's a man by the name of David Wright. This has nothing to do with whether he's guilty or not, but he claimed that his judgment and decision-making abilities were diminished, both by the length of his incarceration and by the amount of aspartame he consumed while in jail. And he's talking to the judge, and he says, "As you understand, Your Honor, aspartame affects neurons in the brain, creating an imbalance of normal and rational thought processes." So this was his Twinkie defense. But it affects everything from piloting, where pilots are having all kinds of reactions, crashing their planes, people that have gone to prison, like Diane Fleming, whose husband was a diet pop addict, another man in Texas that had an aspartame blackout and drove six blocks asleep, killed three people and spent 5 years in prison. There was another one in New York that they had indicted because his wife kept wanting to lose weight, was using more and more aspartame, But since it causes obesity, she kept gaining weight. So finally she decided that she was not going to eat anything unless there was aspartame in it. And of course she dropped dead, and the diagnosis was methanol poisoning. They could never find the methanol. But by the time the attorney called me, he had already been indicted. So it's affecting so much of the world. And even I, as someone who educates not only the public and the, but also the physicians have, who have absolutely no idea that it's in drugs. So, finally when I was in the hospital and was talking to physicians about this, they gave me a prescription and I didn't know it had aspartame in it, and I stopped breathing 3 times. So in order for this not to happen to people, I set up a hospital report, which is on the website, and it stands out in blue, and it says, under no circumstances can you be given aspartame, whether in food or drugs, and that the different names for it, like AminoSweet, NutraSweet, Equal, Benevia. And then you can add anything else that you're allergic to. And then it has the entire chapter on aspartame and interaction. And why this is another reason this is so important is the big news is opiates, you know, it's epidemic. Well, opiates interact with aspartame fiercely, absolutely fiercely. That's why I had urticaria or hives from my head to my toe. And right there in Dr. Roberts' information, he says, take morphine. What it does, if you're drinking a Diet Coke, for instance, and taking morphine, it potentiates it, so it's much more stronger. And so people don't wake up. Now, there may be a lot of people overdosing, but aspartame is in so many drugs today that if you just put in aspartame and generic drugs, it goes on for page after page after page. And so now that they know it causes leukemia, they're making more leukemia drugs. And in the leukemia new drug, you know, they put aspartame in there. So, and as one doctor told me, all gastrointestinal generics have aspartame in them. He says you can't use anything. So it's such a problem with people on drugs because of the sugar tax. Aspartame is in a lot more things. We finally get it out of some company, and they don't want to pay the sugar tax, so they put aspartame back in. And consider somebody like Pepsi, who admitted it caused all these medical problems. And then because of the addicts that wanted it and couldn't think clearly, they went back and put aspartame back in Pepsi with full knowledge of all the horrors that it would cause. And not only that, neither Pepsi, you know, or Coke or any of them could say they don't know, because they were the ones originally that wrote, the National Soft Drink Association wrote 33 pages to the FDA, not wanting to use it because it couldn't be proven safe. They gave the law for adulteration. It breaks down at 86 degrees. So we've had that problem. So they've known absolutely from the beginning. Then with full knowledge of the law, like the PKU warning, for those who can't metabolize phenylalanine, they started allowing it in things that are not labeled against the law. So they allowed it in dairy products in 17 different dairy products. So nobody knows when they put half and half in their coffee, their hot coffee no less, if it has aspartame in it. It's in non-fat milk. In fact, when after I was out of the hospital and they bring you 2 weeks worth of food, they brought me non-fat milk. And naturally, I wouldn't drink it, but I know that animals will not drink anything. They know that's poison. So I put it in bowls for the raccoons, and sure enough, raccoons love milk. They wouldn't touch it. So that shows you, and the children are using it. And even though aspartame got approved through the political chicanery of Don Rumsfeld, the old FDA said, we promise you, Dr. Oney, we will never allow a child to ever use aspartame. And you should see the amount of pediatric drugs that have it in it for little tiny babies. I mean, it's really sad. So this is about what's going on. And another thing is the fact, I don't know if you hold, if you heard about Dr. Ken Stoller. Now, testified before the New Mexico House and Senate, and Dr. Stoller testified with me. And when he got up, just about everybody in the Senate were drinking Diet Coke, and whether Coke gave them to them free or just wanted them addicted, I mean, we have no idea. But he said, look, he said, I don't think we're going to get anywhere with all of you drinking Diet Coke. He said, but have some mercy on the children, which they didn't. And I spoke to the Attorney General for at least an hour, and he said, okay, here's what we'll do. If you can show me that autism started when aspartame was approved, I'll get involved and see if we can help the children. Well, Dr. Stoller had already done it. He had already done all the research, and the graph just went straight up when aspartame was put on the market. It's the same thing as the ADD people said in Sweet Remedy. They said that before aspartame was approved, they hardly even used the name ADD. So all of this stuff came around at the time that aspartame was put on the market. Well, then Dr. Stoller petitioned some kind of thing that an organization had to do with drugs in New Mexico to at least get it out of drugs, and that wasn't that didn't work either. And he has an aspartame detox center. He moved into San Francisco, and he has exposed the vaccines for how serious they are and the reactions that it caused. And he has legally given them vouchers, you know, if it's going to make somebody really sick. I don't know how anybody endures them anyway, in my opinion, but just the same, the city attorney came along and filed against Dr. Stoller. So we're trying to give him some support. But I thought it was very interesting, and I think I put it on the line. You may have heard it, but Senator Robert Kennedy had a lecture on the vaccines. Now, understand aspartame is an adjuvant, which is what you find in vaccines.
Right.
It's an immune stimulator, and it's been used in vaccines, and aspartame interacts with vaccine. So you really have a serious problem here. But they're really going after him, and we're doing everything that we know to try to stop this. And I have been in touch with him in the last 2 days, but I understand that there's going to be some breaking news about this pretty soon. But what Robert Kennedy said was that when they made these vaccines, and I'm saying the word vaccine because I don't know another word you can use for it. He said that they thought Russia was going to do some kind of mass poisoning, and they didn't want to call them drugs, so they called them vaccines. And that's why there's so many of them. If you remember, well, you're probably not as old as I am, but when I was in school, you know, you got like 3 vaccines, measles and mumps and whooping cough. And like Dr. Roberts says today, you know, before they get into school, they've had 20 vaccines and a whole lot more. And it's having a terrible, terrible effect. And then they take drugs or you know, like Flintstone vitamins. I think that child was in one of the documentaries, was eating Flintstone vitamins with aspartame and has brain injury to this day. And that's been proven so many times. A new study has shown that aspartame depletes neurotransmitters in the brain and may be contributing to the downfall of human civilization. That's pretty bad. But it depletes serotonin like 74%. And so people are not acting like they should. They can't think. Kind of animalistic, I think, that someone said in one of the reports. But that's one thing you can't mess with, you know, is the neurotransmitters in the brain. So now it's all over the world. Epidemics are unbelievable. People are reacting to so many things, losing their babies. And now MIT says by 2025, one out of two babies will be born autistic. So you can imagine from every different specialty, especially mental health, you know, they, with the depletion of serotonin, and it causes psychiatric behavioral problems, schizophrenia, bipolar, all these different things.
Epilepsy.
They put them in the mental, yes. And epilepsy, as far as seizures, that's even on the FDA report, four different types of seizures. And Dr. Monty took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the judge wouldn't hear it, even though they had all the evidence. So, in fact, someone has recently got in touch with me about findings. They had a child with epilepsy and said that they have found, they were checking out the drugs, and the anti-seizure drugs had aspartame in them. So, you know, it's coming in from all sides, and I can truly understand the comment about contributing to the downfall of human civilization, because aspartame came from Germany, and you remember, I have the whole magazine, 17 pages, of the ecologist, the shocking story of the world's best-selling sweetener, aspartame. It's on our website, or you can Google it, which starts out, once upon a time, there was a biochemical warfare weapon, and Roger Williams and Parliament tried to ban it in the UK, and we have his testimony that this was patented as a biochemical warfare weapon, and almost 100% of scientific peer-reviewed studies shows all the problems. So it's obvious. And then make things more interesting as far as that's concerned. I was very much surprised to have someone get in touch with me that was in Germany at the time the Berlin Wall fell. And the German police were selling the files. They didn't need them anymore. And she read the aspartame file. And it made comments like, this is great for depopulation because it causes infertility. And she said it was just hard to believe, but because of seeing the file, she never used it. And then when she found my website, she said it answered all the questions. Certainly it would cause infertility because aspartame is an endocrine disrupting agent and stimulates prolactin, changes the menses, and causes infertility. But all these things were down, and according to Alex Constantine, who wrote Nutripoison, you know, the scientists came over to America under Operation Paperclip. And that's how it originally got into the hands of the G.D. Searle, as exactly who brought it in, nobody knows. But it's not just something they were actually looking to make an anti-ulcer drug. And their own people have admitted it's a drug. And because of the damage to the mitochondria, it's going to interact with your drugs and vaccines.
Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can. if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back. I just love that music. I love that song and the words. Anyway, our second guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She has been studying aspartame toxicity for, well, 30 years now. Her website is Mission Task World Health International. That's mpwhi.com. Lots and lots and lots of articles there. She used to have another website, doorway.com. But it was continually hacked because of the many documents that she had on that website. But there is a place on her current website where you can click and see those documents. Now, you mentioned the Berlin Wall, which came down in November 1991. And G. D. Searle, S-E-A-R-L-E, was a Chicago drug company in the 1960s, and the FDA first approved of aspartame in 1974, and Adrian Gross discovered that there were some serious shortcomings because of the 15 long-term studies that Searle had submitted, and as you mentioned, Donald Rumsfeld was the one that he approached science or sent the Senate. He was the CEO of Searle at the time.
Yes.
He was also on the transition team for Ronald Reagan, and who was inaugurated in 1981. And so Searle, because Donald Rumsfeld was now in a government position where he could get this horrible toxic product passed, the company Searle reapplied to the FDA for approval, and Reagan fired the FDA commissioner and replaced him with Arthur Hayes Hall Jr., who reapproved aspartame for dry products. And anyway, Donald Rumsfeld, he said that he had a lot of markers to call in. In other words, you know, you pat my back and I'll pat your back. And all of a sudden, it went from being in all these dry products to being in everything you can imagine. And I bought Blalock's book. Because I found it, and you talked about it so frequently, and I thought, I really need to have that book. So I bought it, and my gosh, if you look at all of the research in that book, it is just overwhelming. And so it's about money. It's about, and when you create a generation, a population, a sick population, you are going, the medical industrial complex is going to make a lot of money. And, the big pharma is going to make a lot of money. That's not to say that every pharmaceutical product is not necessary or good or convenient or beneficial. But when you create a sick population, especially one that is very conscious of being fat, and it seems that aspartame makes you fat. And if you look around you, you find that there is a real obese problem in this country. Whereas before, I don't remember seeing all of the horribly, I'm talking obese, grossly obese people, including children. You didn't see children. I don't remember ever seeing a fat child when I was going to school. Maybe one. I remember, yeah, Gary was kind of fat.
But it was rare.
But it was rare. Maybe one in 50. And now you see all of these fat little kids and you wonder, how did all these kids get so fat? Well, it's because of aspartame. It's probably because of a lot of things. All the toxins, the glyphosate, and glyphosate is sprayed on everything. It is sprayed, and you mentioned the scientist at MIT, and in fact, I interviewed the scientist that said that the one in two children would be autistic by what was that date? I can't remember the date. But glyphosate is an absolute, it's sprayed on everything. It's all the grains, wheat, and there's wheat in everything, just about everything. So you really have to look at something. Now, I went gluten-free in 2011, but that doesn't mean that it's a gluten. It could be, I wouldn't eat bread now because of the glyphosate. And so
there was an article about it, about the bread recently. That is, packaged bread now has aspartame.
Oh my gosh. Let's pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead. To change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
Alrighty. Back to our guest, Dr. Betty Martini, and her website is Mission Possible World Health International, MPWHI.com. Now we've talked about this. I've talked about this with Dr. Betty Martini several times over the the 9 years that I've been on RBN, but we need reminders. We really do, because we just don't comprehend the dangers of aspartame, particularly when it's mixed with things like glyphosate. And the doctor at MIT that I had the pleasure of interviewing her on Valentine's Day for all 3 hours, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, S-E-N-E-F-F, and it was very interesting to chat with her. And as I said, if you have a sick population, then you're going to make a lot of money. Big Pharma is going to make a lot of money, and a lot of money changes hands. And Donald Rumsfeld definitely had a part in this. And it's just a very, very sad situation. And it appears that the more that people eat of this stuff, drink this stuff, the fatter they get. And I have had friends who they went to Weight Watchers and that kind of thing and worked out, and it didn't matter how skinny they got, they still had a large midsection. And when you anyway, it's just a very sad situation that we have in this country. And you talked about the opioid situation. Oh my gosh.
It's affecting everything. And as I was saying lately, there more people are investigating to see if it's in products that we don't know about. And the first one I saw was the one about salad dressing and bread. And then another one said ketchup. Now, you may remember me talking about Cinemax, which is made from aborted fetuses. And the companies that use it are Coke, Pepsi, Heinz, that makes the ketchup. But I saw now that aspartame is in ketchup, and I only buy the ones from Whole Foods, which was number one under the consumer magazine. So you just have to get enough products that you use and know, you know, not to try these different things that's got so many ingredients in it. And here's something else, and you talked about obesity, and I saw the statistics recently, and it said that 650 million people are obese, and there are six class actions on it, and they're having a lot of problems because the judge doesn't want to hear the cases. Yes, and this is, you know, you have this problem where if you could just try the case, you'd win hands down. And we know that there is a lot of power in the aspartame industry. I mean, many times recently I get on a URL just to add it, that particular article, to another article, and it will say access denied. And then I would go to another website and it said access denied. And then Stephen Fox, who I write with a lot, called up and said, they hacked down my Google. I don't have a Google anymore. Well, that only, what that is telling us is they're getting hurt. So much of the information is coming out right now, and they keep doing studies. And how do you get the FDA to talk about them? This one shows strokes. The other shows heart attacks, obesity, diabetes, and they won't do anything. And this recent study on transmitters, here's a statement from it. It says, as this study shows, aspartame may be contributing to the downfall of human civilization by altering the brains of human beings, turning them into cognitively impaired, chemically altered organisms incapable of rational behavior. And isn't that what we are seeing everywhere? And recently I was in a hematologist office, because aspartame causes, when they gave it to me, it causes all the blood dyscrasias, it causes all the blood cancers, so it gave me chronic anemia. Well, I talked to the nurses, some of the doctors, I guess about 2 hours, and when I ended, I said, you know, I have a friend, you know who he is, Lane Shore in Chicago.
Right.
He lost 24 members of his family from aspartame.
Including his wife.
Oh, yeah, she's lost both legs. But but she was cooking, and he got some of the aspartame, and he was driving along, and the police picked him up, and he says, do you know that you totaled your car? And he said, no, he didn't even know he was driving. And so they took him to the hospital and found out he had one platelet in his body. So while I was in the hematologist office, I was explaining that I brought all the scientific peer-reviewed studies that showed that it causes lymphoma, multiple myeloma, and leukemia, all these different things. So she'd have them. And I said, I know somebody that has one platelet. And a woman getting iron said, I have one platelet. And the nurse shook her head. And I said, well, honey, you're drinking a Diet Coke, and you can't drink Diet Coke all day, you know, and get well. You don't have a chance. But if I hadn't been there that day, she wouldn't have got off of it, and who knows if she would have lived or not. But from the whole standpoint of hematology, it's affecting everything, all these different blood dyscrasias and all these blood cancers, and the people don't know that they can't get well as long as they're using something like this. So there's and another thing, I don't know if I told you, but there was an article in the Enquirer, I thought it was very interesting, called Terror in the Skies, and they said, why are pilots now committing suicide and crashing their planes? You know, who wants to get on a plane today when it's like, you know, Russian roulette? And I wrote them back and sent him Dr. Russell Blaylock's paper on the aspartame pilot alert. So, and it's the same thing with driving, people driving on aspartame. Some of them getting DUIs from the methanol. So no matter which way you look, it's affecting all of mankind. And Dr. Alemany did one of the worst studies that really showed you what is happening, is that methanol is converting into formaldehyde, and it's released in the cells, and it's embalming you. And that was the conclusion, that it has damaged DNA and that it was, you know, embalming tissue. And in Dr. Monty's book, it said it's turning the tissues to plastic. And that's another great book, While Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills, as well as the one by Dr. Roberts, which is a 1,000-page medical text.
Yeah.
Aspartame disease, an ignored epidemic.
Yeah.
But if people want to hear these doctors and see these doctors, they can go to YouTube and see the movie. It's about an hour and a half, Sweet Misery, A Poison World.
Because they're taking down so many things that are revelatory regarding a lot of different subjects. I'm surprised that movie is still available.
I know. That's what I'm finding out with many of the really serious reports. One of the ones that they hack down every time you put it up is the letter to the FDA by Dr. Bowen, who has Lou Gehrig's, that
right.
is the mass poisoning of the United States, you know, in more than 70 countries of the world. It may be 200 by now. One of the last.
This is a mysterious.
Right.
So, you know, that's how serious it is. And what we're trying to get people to do, you know, many people, they say, gee, I got my life back, I'm off of it, and I feel better, is to pass the information on, because it was just like the woman in the hematologist's office. If somebody hadn't told her, you know, she may have lost her life. But just passing, the doctors have been so wonderful in writing reports on every angle of aspartame disease. Dr. Roberts has physician papers on aspartame and MS. Mm-hmm. So does Dr. Blaylock on diabetes, on headache, which is number one. And the idea is to get it to physicians so that when they prescribe, take the report to the hospital, give it to your physician, and he will know to warn all his patients off of it, which is what I was doing with the hematologist, is to get her enough information where when she sees the anemia, when she sees, you know, the platelet that's called thrombocytopenia purpura, when she sees that, first thing she should ask is, are you on aspartame? And Dr. Walton said every physician should take a dietary history, and then you will know what's causing the problems. Because the epidemics are such that last time I was in the hospital, one doctor said, I get about 5 minutes with a patient. There are so many sick people. He said, where are they coming from? Everywhere. So, and there is one sweetener that I know is safe, the one called Just Like Sugar, because it's made out of organic food. But there was new news in Canada where Canada agency announced, do not use aspartame, do not use sucralose, and do not use sulfine potassium. So that was the first time I saw an agency finally turn around and say, don't use these dangerous substances. So we're getting a little bit of help.
Wow. It is amazing. And of course, when a person goes to the doctor, I think a lot of people feel like if they walk out without a prescription, they feel like they have not been successful in their quest for health. It's just such a sad situation. And the problem is that so many people have trust in the FDA. And when you attempt to tell them, hey, that diet soda that you're drinking is very, very dangerous, they will ridicule you or just not pay any attention to you because they assume that the government is protecting them and that everything has been cleared and it's safe. And so they don't listen. And it's very disheartening to relatives. And it's just difficult.
I know what you're talking about. I used to have medical clinics when I was young. I had 5 medical clinics. And I had one office that was pediatric. And these mothers would get their babies out in the middle of the night. They were very sick. And what they ended up having was a virus. And the pediatricians would give them an antibiotic. And I said, that's for a bacterial thing.
Right.
And so I said, you can't do that. And the doctors would say, but they got up in the middle of the night and we didn't want them to go away with nothing. I said, so you give them something that can harm them instead of letting them get well. You can't treat a virus with an antibiotic that's for bacterial infection.
Right.
But I know that is the case sometimes. The doctors will do that. And I had a sign to keep doctors from doing that. And you just don't know what you're going to get in a hospital, because they are so busy. They have no idea. For instance, if you got a headache, they don't even look at the generic, but even in the brand, like Maltex, is for headache and it's got aspartame in it. And people tried so hard to get them to get it out that finally they did a study and it showed anybody taking Maltex, with aspartame in it, it made the headache worse. But these pharmaceutical companies don't care. They think, well, if they don't get well, they'll get another bottle and we'll make some more money. So that's what we're up against. And many of the doctors who are good doctors, you know, are simply extremely upset when they find out that it is in all these generic drugs and that they have no way of knowing unless they were asked, please check the generic like I do. And, you know, if they want to, for instance, they gave me Flexeril. I couldn't move my neck. And I looked to see if there was aspartame in it. And then they gave me a generic, and I looked to see that it was in it. Well, I reacted, and that means one of two things. It's in there unlabeled, or the person who gets aspartame is chemically hypersensitive for life, and it's just full of chemicals, and I would have done better by getting a pain patch than taking these prescription drugs that are so dangerous. And, I mean, I was up all night. I had a tachycardia or fast heart rate. I thought my heart was going to jump out of my chest, and that's aspartame that causes that, including sudden cardiac death. So, I suggest that patients talk it over with their doctor and say, here is a report, a chapter in a medical text on drug interaction. And that will protect them because the doctor will know.
All righty, we're going to do a quick 3-minute break, and then we've got a caller, and we'll be right back. Treatment. With our guest, Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is Mission Possible World Health International, and that is mpwhi.com. And anyway, we do have a caller. We'll need to make it quick. Mark in Philadelphia, really quick. We have 3 minutes.
Yes, Deanna. I would like to say that Is it any wonder that that Rumsfeld was on the board of Cyril at the same time George H.W. Bush was on the board of Eli Lilly?
Exactly.
And I believe Cheney was on the board of another pharmaceutical. And at the same time, then following that, it was George Jr.'s, George Bush Jr.'s press secretary, who happened to be the brother of the former head of the FDA.
Right.
While George W. Bush was in. And by the way, Deanna, just a little side note. I had to go down a rabbit hole on something that happened to me with the Division of Scientific Investigations at the FDA. And I'm here to tell you, the guy I was dealing with who was very interested in helping me was a PhD, and he was very concerned about what I brought to his attention about something that I experienced. And he was looking into it over the period of several months. And about the third month, I lost touch with him, couldn't find him. A couple of months later, I finally found him. And it was hush-hush, very quiet. I said, what's going on? He said, I can't talk about it. I said, what does it have to do with? He says, it's the Bush administration. Okay, this is evil. This is evil. If you trust the Food and Drug Administration, we are wrong. They're evil, and they're destroying us. Okay.
Right. I covered all of that in my book on Sandy Hook. Gave all that Bush information, what he did in Texas, the people he used, the drug companies that gave him money. All of those connections are in that book.
Here's another one. This just in, I'd like to share this with you real quick from Robert Kennedy Jr. His website. I just got this email about an hour ago. On Thursday, June 13th, without even a hearing, the New York State Legislature repealed the right to religious exemption from vaccination.
Right.
Governor Cuomo signed the measure into law, calling the situation, quote, unquote, a public health emergency. Get out of town. These people are scoundrels. They're evil, and we need to stand up, especially the people. I have no children, Deanna, but people with families, we've got to stand up. We've got to stand up now. We should be marching.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Just
absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Sure. Sure.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, in everything that he said, and as far as Bush is concerned, I personally wrote him myself, younger Bush. He was addicted to it. And when he fainted, it wasn't from a pretzel. It's probably an aspartame blackout, because he wrote me back and said he disagreed and he was using it. And that was... So I understand, and of course I mentioned about the FDA, that several of them in 2009 wrote and said they were broken and they were corrupt, and that whistleblowers were worried about reprisals. So there are some good people up there, but they don't know what to do and how to get the information out.
And they get rid of them, as you say. They just shuffle them out of the out of the FDA.
Right.
And sometimes they're not, they're unemployable. Okay. Dr. Betty, thank you so very much for being on the program. And keep working.
Okay, Deanna. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Listeners, thank you so much for listening today, and we'll visit next week. Thank you. Have a wonderful Father's Day out there. Bless your hearts. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.